Hey, thanks for having me.
TheSprintBook.com. This is Sprint. First of all, we should mention that you're a partner at Google Ventures. Is that right, Jake?
Yeah, that's right.
And although you may know, you may remember him from such things as Google Hangouts and the Priority Inbox and things like that. You've worked at Google for 10 years, right?
Close. I never thought of it that way.
Yikes.
Very close. I kind of think of Google Ventures as a separate time, but
right.
Yeah, if you lump it all together, it's like nine, I think it's 9 years.
It's all Alphabet, baby.
That's right.
This is a technology or a technique that you and your co-authors, and I should give John Zaratsky and Braden Coetz credit as well, developed at Google, particularly to work with the startups that you work with at Google Ventures for getting from idea to a first product in 5 days.
Yeah, well, for getting to a test anyway, to test a prototype. So it's a process that I first started at Google and used on what was a very early version of Hangouts and very early versions of Priority Inbox when working on Gmail. And then we refined it at Google Ventures while working with startups. So the idea is that you can move from some big question or big idea or big challenge at the beginning of the week, clear your schedule, and go through the steps. By the end of the week, you'll have a realistic prototype, and you'll test it with 5 customers.
I'm going to be honest with you, Jake. This is I feel exhausted just thinking about
it. I know how it sounds.
I'm so tired already.
It is I won't lie to you. It's a full week.
Yeah.
But it's not a crazy week.
Well, wait a minute. Now, before you say that, I should point out that 3 days of those 5, you have no access to either your phone or your computer.
That's right. Which is like a spa. I mean,
oh, yeah. You call it a spa. I call it withdrawal. I call it DTs, baby. It must have been hard to get some of the people you work with to do that.
Yeah. Well, the thing that we do in the sprint is, you know, you're not meant to use your phone or your laptop while you're in the room. And this is true for the first 3 days, but you can leave the room at any time. So, if you want to check something?
Oh, you
no
get to
judgment.
Pee. That's good.
If you're right, you know, whatever you're doing, that's up to you. But we. But what we found is that usually people, like at first, it's good. They like to know that. But people actually rarely end up doing that.
They really
step out of the room. Part of the reason is we don't work long hours in the sprint. We know that you're going to tire out if you spend burning the midnight oil every day.
Right.
So it's like we start at 10, we end at 5, we take an hour for lunch. And we're very focused during that time. But the point is not to burn people out, not to run crazy. It's just to make good use of our time.
I'm being silly because I read this and I found it very fascinating. I have done Agile. This is not the sprint that you might know from Agile.
Right. It's definitely works with Agile.
It seems similar in some ways.
Yeah. I mean, it's a week, you know, and that's something that people who are familiar with Agile will be very comfortable with, the idea of you know, blocking things off into weeks or longer chunks. And so this is something that can work with Agile. You might start with one of our sprints. If you're doing a longer project, you might switch back into regular Agile mode. But it's not the exact same thing by any means.
So just to I've kind of leapt into the middle of this, and we're going to step back and start at the beginning.
Yeah.
But just to give you some idea of the provenance of this, Jake, of course, has done these sprints. We mentioned Gmail and we mentioned Hangouts, but he's used this process with 23andMe, Susan Wojcicki. He's used it with Slack, with Nest, with Foundation Medicine. John Zaratsky, his co-author, was a design lead at YouTube, an early employee at FeedBurner, and Braden Coetz. Has worked with many Google products, including Gmail apps, Google Spreadsheets, and Google Trends. So this is not some, you know, laboratory idea. This is not some test tube idea. This is tested in the furnace of the real world. It has been for years. So it's a really interesting methodology, and we're going to get to it. I want to start, though, a little bit with Google, Because one of the things that it always impresses me with Google, and I think it goes right back to Larry and Sergey in the very earliest days, and I remember having lunch with them in, you know, like the first year and being so impressed with them, is that from day one, I think they didn't want to make it a traditional company and realize that one of the real challenges as you grow a company into from a little lean startup, a little graduate student project into a big company is keeping innovation and movement forward, not getting bogged down in the syrup of bureaucracy. And they seem to have done a good job of that. What do you think the key DNA is there?
Well, when I came to Google, I had been interested for a number of years in personal productivity. I had been working at Microsoft, and I had been trying to optimize my own time as much as possible ever since my oldest son was born. And I kind of realized that, you know, if I was at work, I was missing time with him, and I wanted to make the days count. And when I came to Google, what was really remarkable to me was the way that people embraced experimentation. And so the ideas that I had about personal productivity, I realized could be applied to maybe the way teams worked, that I could experiment with my team and even with, you know, getting other teams to try new things. And people were open to it.
That's one of the things that's great about Google is they really they seem to give you a lot of autonomy, but also kind of an openness to new ways of doing things, right?
Yeah, and there's definitely a feeling that, you know, if you can, you know, if you can prove it to us, we'll give you a shot to try it. And that's, I mean, this process, this book wouldn't exist if that attitude hadn't just been so pervasive at the company.